This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. It began, as many things do today, online. First, a screenshot of Korean-American actress Samantha Futterman from a short film posted on YouTube.
Holy shit, is that a mullet? You look like Billy Ray Cyrus, but Asian, okay? So please just leave.
I'm gonna leave now.
You should go.
You're a terrible person.
Bye.
A design student in London noticed that the actress in the video looked just like his friend, Anaïs Bordier, a young French woman who'd been adopted from South Korea. Anaïs dug around and found videos and pictures online of this young woman who looked just like her and discovered that they shared the same birthday and were both adopted from the same town. Was it possible they could be twins? Well, it's an amazing story, but the two girls adopted and raised on two continents found each other on social media 25 years later. Anaïs Bordier and Samantha Futterman are authors of the book Separated at Birth. A new documentary about their experience called Twinsters is currently showing in select theaters. We spoke to the sisters when the film was in production, and I asked Anaïs what her first thoughts were when her friend Kelsang sent her the screenshot of the woman who looked just like her.
First, I was really angry because I thought somebody had just posted a video of myself on YouTube without asking permission for it. And then, after 5 seconds clicking on the link, I discovered it was a video of a girl who looked exactly like me.
Mm-hmm. She was not credited in that little short film. You, however, raised in Paris and Brussels. Now, what did you know about the circumstances of your birth and your adoption from South Korea at that time?
So what I knew was that I was a single child and then that my birth mother couldn't keep me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about my birth father. You know, we didn't have much more information except she was young, probably.
Mm-hmm. Even your adoptive mother didn't think it could have been possible that you had a twin because she said to the adoption agency she would take twins if they had them, right?
Yes, indeed. They would have been happy to adopt siblings, you know, but they were not presented the opportunity actually on the paper.
So, Sam, you got a Facebook message from Anaïs in February of 2013. You were a little doubtful. Why?
Well, I guess when you get a friend request from yourself on Facebook is a bit jarring of an experience. And I thought she was my friend Kev Jumba is a popular YouTuber. I thought she was just a fan, like a crazy fangirl of his.
Mm-hmm.
But then after, again, like my sister was saying, clicking into the pictures, I realized she was a actual person. And then after reading the message and finding out that we were born in the same day in the same place, I began to realize that it could be true.
Now, what convinced you then to have that first conversation on Skype? How did you feel leading into that?
Leading into the Skype? It's mm-hmm. nerve-wracking. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't know what's going to pop up on the other side of the screen, you know? It could be some crazy person across the world. But, I mean, it's just the next logical step after meeting each other through message. The next step is Skype, right? And then to go on to meet in person.
What were you looking for? I mean, I'm sure the physical, you write about, you know, sort of like she had the same freckles, you know, the same expressions. But were you kind of testing each other to figure out how you were similar in the world?
Yes, we have the same size, the same, I guess, voice intonation, but very different accents. We have the same, some similar habits. We had the same haircuts when we were children, which is really strange because we were not anywhere close in the world and our parents were still choosing our haircuts. Yes, we discovered so many similarities. We did some cognitive tests with Dr. Nancy Siegel, and except for, how do you call it?
Like emotional testing.
Yeah, emotional testing. The other tests look so similar. The results are so close. You know, it feels nature is so strong as well.
Yeah, this is Dr. Siegel. She's been a lead researcher on a study that's gone on for 20 years from University of Minnesota, study of twins reared apart. Well, what did this reveal to either of you about your thinking on nature versus nurture?
It definitely changed my perspective. I thought mostly everything was nurture, but finding out that DNA definitely plays a big role in our genetic and social makeup.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember, Sam, as being some of the similarities between the two of you?
Our math scores were surprisingly low for us two Asian girls. Mm-hmm. But we're very visual people, so we could recognize patterns quite quickly. But then the differences, too, were really interesting with the nurture. It's just that I think growing up with brothers and growing up as an only child and just in the vast different environments, you know, and how we were treated as adoptees growing up.
I'm also reading here in the book, you both hated cook vegetables, both brush your teeth many, many times a day. Both require 10 hours of sleep a night plus daily naps.
Yeah, we don't get the sleep much anymore. So not, many little naps in.
Not on a book tour, certainly. I mean, you also had kind of different emotional responses to your circumstances of birth. I mean, a lot gets revealed in this book about how the Korean agency, that Korean agency in particular, was run. And since you've discovered that there are several other twins and sets of triplets that have been separated. Now, do you know why they were separated?
I think a lot had to do with the economical situation in Korea at the time and that many families couldn't afford to take care of two young children, especially after having multiple children already. So I feel that was mostly the case, and one child was kept with the birth family. But for us, it was kind of a very, very unique circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Both of you, as similar as you are, both of you had kind of different responses to the response from your birth mother. Now that you go to the agency in South Korea trying to find your mother, you do find a foster mother, but the woman who was ID'd as your mother denied giving birth to you two. You both seem to have different feelings about that. Can you articulate those for us?
Yes. I mean, I understand her choice of not responding now. Maybe it's not her, but it probably is. I'm very respectful towards her choice. I hope that someday she will want to talk to us. But we don't know the circumstances. So sometimes you don't want to. I mean, we're so happy already that we found each other, and I'm feeling that I don't want to know more because it sounds like she had probably a difficult time or she was in a difficult situation. So I don't want to go too far in the research if she's not ready for it yet.
Sam, how about you? You're a little more eager in your pursuit?
I was in the, like, you know, before the situation when I was going back to Korea for the first time, I put out a call to try to find her. It was something that the opportunity again presented itself. So I thought, why not do it now? But now that she's denied it, you understand that, you know, it's her life too. It's not just us. It's not just about us. It's about the entire family, and every person has a side of the story. So hopefully one day we'll find her. But again, we don't want to press her because she has feelings too. It's not just us. So one day, if we have the chance, that would be amazing. And if it never happens, then we have each other.
Well, there'll be a whole other story in another book, I can imagine. Well, you've been on this whirl now for 18 months, working on a documentary film, you know, written this book, you know, you're doing press right now. So where do you go from there? I mean, there's this initial excitement. Is there a wish to kind of reconstruct your lives together? How do you carry on with a twin sister you never had?
Well, our bond is too strong. I don't think we can spend too much time apart. So there's no fear of losing each other now, that's for sure.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same. Like, we have social medias. We can WhatsApp every day. We can Skype whenever we want. I can wake up my sister if I want in the middle of her night on the West Coast. And, yeah, I mean, we've been traveling a lot. We speak the same language, which is amazing, so we can communicate. And I guess we're not scared to just travel above ocean.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us. I appreciate it. Merci bien, Anaïs.
Merci beaucoup.
And Samantha Futterman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was our previous conversation with the twins Anaïs Bordier and Samantha Futterman, authors of Separated at Birth and creators of the documentary Twinsters, which is currently showing in select theaters. You can watch a trailer for the film and find out where it's playing at wordofmouthradio.org.